to talk a little bit about WikiLeaks. In January, the FBI contributed to an IC assessment that concluded that WikiLeaks is a known outlet of foreign propaganda. Do you stand by that assessment?
Yes.
Do you believe that WikiLeaks has released sensitive and classified information?
Yes.
Do you believe any of WikiLeaks' disclosures have endangered American lives and/or put at risk American interests?
I believe both have been the result of some of their releases.
Can you help me understand why Julian Assange has not been charged with a crime?
Well, I don't want to comment on the particular case because I don't want to confirm whether or not there are charges pending. He hasn't been apprehended because he's inside the Ecuadorian embassy in London.
I sent a letter to the Attorney General a number of weeks ago asking questions about the status of the investigation, and it seemed pretty clear, though individuals were polite and kind and responsive to our request, it seemed that across the IC there wasn't much deliberation about WikiLeaks and about Julian Assange. And this question, is the FBI participating in any interagency dialogue about whether or not Assange has committed crimes?
I don't know where you got that impression, but WikiLeaks is a important focus of our attention.
I intentionally left the almost half of my time for you to sort of wax broadly for a minute. There is room for reasonable people to disagree about at what point an allegedly journalistic organization crosses a line to become some sort of a tool of foreign intelligence. There are Americans, well-meaning, thoughtful people, who think that WikiLeaks might just be a journalistic outfit. Can you explain why that is not your view?
Yeah, and again, I want to be careful that I don't prejudice any future proceeding. It's an important question because all of us care deeply about the First Amendment and the ability of a free press to get information about our work and publish it. To my mind, it crosses a line when it moves from being about trying to educate a public and instead just becomes about intelligence porn, frankly, just pushing out information about sources and methods without regard to interest, without regard to the First Amendment values that normally underlie press reporting, and simply becomes a conduit for the Russian intelligence services or some other adversary of the United States just to push out information to damage the United States. And I realize reasonable people, as you said, struggle to draw a line, but surely there's conduct that's so far to the side of that line that we can all agree there's nothing that even smells journalist about some of this conduct.
So if you could map that continuum, there are clearly members of the IC that have at different points in the past leaked classified information. That is an illegal act, correct?
Correct.
When American journalists court and solicit that information, have they violated any law by asking people in the IC to potentially leak information that is potentially classified?
That conduct is not treated by the U.S. government as criminal conduct. Now, I've been asked in other contexts, isn't it true that the espionage statute has no carve-out for journalists? That's true, but at least in my lifetime, the Department of Justice's view has been news gathering and legitimate news reporting is not covered, is not going to be investigated or prosecuted as a criminal act. That's how it's thought of.
So an investigative reporter taking advantage of and celebrating the liberties that we have under the First Amendment at the Washington Post or at the Omaha World Herald or at the Lincoln Journal Star or at the New York Times, trying to talk to people in the IC and get the maximum amount of information that they possibly can out of them to inform the public. It is not the burden of an American journalist to discern whether or not the member of the IC is leaking information that might be classified. The journalist can legitimately seek information, and it's not their job to police it. The member of the USIC that leaks classified information has broken a law.
Right. The clear legal obligation rests on those people who are in the government in possession of intelligence, classified information. It's not the journalist's burden.
Okay.
Our focus is and should be on the leakers, not those that are obtaining it as part of legitimate news gathering.
So I want to hear this part one more time, and I know that the chairman has indulged me. I'm at and past time. But the American journalist who's seeking this information differs from Assange and WikiLeaks how?
In that there's at least a portion, and people can argue that maybe this conduct WikiLeaks is engaged in the past that's closer to regular news gathering, but in my view, a huge portion of WikiLeaks' activities has nothing to do with legitimate news gathering, informing the public, commenting on important public controversies, but is simply about releasing classified information to damage the United States of America. And people sometimes get cynical about journalists. American journalists do not do that. They will almost always call us before they publish classified information and say, is there anything about this that's going to put lives in danger, that's going to jeopardize government people, military people, or innocent civilians anywhere in the world, and then work with us to try and accomplish their important First Amendment goals while safeguarding those interests. This activity I'm talking about, WikiLeaks, involves no such considerations whatsoever. It's what I said to intelligence porn. Just push it out in order to damage.
Thank you.
Director, I have one question regarding my opening comment, and I view it as a most important question, and I hope you will answer it. Why was it necessary to announce 11 days before a presidential election that you were opening an investigation on a new computer without any knowledge of what was in that computer? Why didn't you just do the investigation as you would normally, with no public announcement?
Yeah, great question, Senator. Thank you. October 27th, the investigative team that had finished the investigation in July, focused on Secretary Clinton's emails, asked to meet with me. So I met with them that morning, late morning, in my conference room, and they laid out for me what they could see from the metadata on this fella Anthony Weiner's laptop that had been seized in an unrelated case. What they could see from the metadata was that there were thousands of Secretary Clinton's emails on that device, including what they thought might be the missing emails from her first 3 months as Secretary of State. We never found any emails from her first 3 months. She was using a Verizon BlackBerry then, and that's obviously very important, because if there was evidence that she was acting with bad intent, that's where it would be in the first 3 months.
But they weren't there.
Look, can I just finish my answer, Senator?
Yeah.
And so they came in and said, we can see thousands of emails from the Clinton email domain, including many, many, many from the Verizon Clinton domain, BlackBerry domain. They said, we think we got to get a search warrant to go get these. And the Department of Justice agreed we had to go get a search warrant. So I agreed. I authorized them to seek a search warrant, and then I faced a choice. And I've lived my entire career by the tradition that if you can possibly avoid it, you avoid any action in the run-up to an election that might have an impact, whether it's a dog catcher election or president of the United States. But I sat there that morning, and I could not see a door labeled no action here. I could see two doors, and they were both actions. One was labeled speak, the other was labeled conceal. Because here's how I thought about it. I'm not trying to talk you into this, but I want you to know my thinking. Having repeatedly told this Congress, we are done and there's nothing there, there's no case there, there's no case there, to restart in a hugely significant way, potentially finding the emails that would reflect on her intent from the beginning, and not speak about it would require an act of concealment, in my view. And so I stared at speak and conceal. Speak would be really bad. There's an election in 11 days. Lordy, that would be really bad. Concealing, in my view, would be catastrophic, not just to the FBI, but well beyond. And honestly, as between really bad and catastrophic, I said to my team, we've got to walk into the world of really bad. I've got to tell Congress that we're restarting this, not in some frivolous way, in a hugely significant way. And the team also told me, we cannot finish this work before the election. And then they worked night after night after night, and they found thousands of new emails. They found classified information on Anthony Weiner. Somehow, her emails are being forwarded to Anthony Weiner, including classified information by her assistant, Huma Abedin. And so they found thousands of new emails, and then called me the Saturday night before the election and said, thanks to the wizardry of our technology, we've only had to personally read 6,000. We think we can finish tomorrow morning, Sunday. And so I met with them. And they said, we found a lot of new stuff. We did not find anything that changes our view of her intent. So we're in the same place we were in July. It hasn't changed our view. And I asked them lots of questions. And I said, okay, if that's where you are, then I also have to tell Congress that we're done. Look, this was terrible. It makes me mildly nauseous to think that we might have had some impact on the election. But honestly, it wouldn't change the decision. Everybody who disagrees with me has to come back to October 28th with me and stare at this and tell me what you would do. Would you speak or would you conceal? And I could be wrong, but we honestly made a decision between those two choices that even in hindsight, and this has been one of the world's most painful experiences, I would make the same decision. I would not conceal that on October 28th from the Congress. And I sent a letter to Congress. By the way, people forget this. I didn't make a public announcement. I sent a private letter to the chairs and the rankings of the oversight committees.
Did
I know it's a distinction without a difference in the world of leaks, but it was very important that I tell them instead of concealing. And reasonable people can disagree, but that's the reason I made that choice. and it was a hard choice. I still believe in retrospect the right choice, as painful as this has been. And I'm sorry for the long answer.
Well, let me respond. On the letter, it was just a matter of minutes before the world knew about it. Secondly, my understanding, and staff has just said to me, that you didn't get a search warrant before making the announcement.
I think that's right. I think I authorized, and the Department of Justice agreed, we were going to seek a search warrant. I actually don't see it as a meaningful distinction.
Well, it's very hard. It would have been, you took an enormous gamble. The gamble was that there was something there that would invalidate her candidacy, and there wasn't. So one has to look at that action and say, did it affect the campaign? And I think most people who have looked at this say, yes, it did affect the campaign. Why would he do it? And was there any conflict among your staff, people saying do it, people saying don't do it, as has been reported?
No, there was a great debate. I have a fabulous staff at all levels, and one of my junior lawyers said, should you consider that what you're about to do may help elect Donald Trump president? And I said, thank you for raising that, not for a moment, because down that path lies the death of the FBI as an independent institution in America. I can't consider for a second whose political fortunes will be affected in what way. We have to ask ourselves, what is the right thing to do? And then do that thing. I'm very proud of the way we debated it. And at the end of the day, everyone on my team agreed, we have to tell Congress that we are restarting this in a hugely significant way.
Well, there's a way to do that. I don't know whether it would work or not, but certainly in a classified way, carrying out your tradition of not announcing investigations. And, yeah. I look at this exactly the opposite way you do. Everybody knew it would influence the investigation before, that there was a very large percentage of chance that it would. And yet that percentage of chance was taken, and there was no information, and the election was lost. So it seems to me that before your department does something like this, you really ought to, because Senator Leahy began to talk about other investigations, and I think this theory does not hold up when you look at other investigations.